Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Pichula. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Pichula. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pichula fires over to first and Wertz drops the ball. That's an error on Wertz. Pearsall moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White fires to first and picks off Woodling. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Sisler covering. It's a double play. Colavito scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Pichula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pichula strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sisler catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Wirtz scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Maris moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Rudy Minarsin now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Maris moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Stan Pichula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pichula is 0-for-1 in the game. Pichula hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichula fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Minarsin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Rudy Minarsin. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Maris moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Stan Pichula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pichula is 0 for 2 in the game. Pichula hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone throws towards the plate. White fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Maris scores. Nixon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive towards third. Smith catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, Indians. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams pinch hits for George Siski. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Pichula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pichula is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pichula strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Woodling hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Williams pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-4, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Williams moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Williams moves to third. Colavito moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Colavito scores. Nixon moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-4, Indians. Stan Pichula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pichula is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pichula hits a line drive into left field. Stevens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Nixon scores. Strickland goes all the way around to score. Pichula moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 14-4, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Jensen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jensen. Pichula scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. Avila moves all the way to home. Three runs are unearned. It's 17-4, Indians. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing left field. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Zovchin pinch hits for Dean Stone. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichula fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 17, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.